to Ministry Focus with Pastor Chad Nall, where we talk real and we live Jesus. I'm your host, Brian Foster, and I'm glad that each and every one of you were able to join us today for today's podcast. And no, I am not Pastor Chad, but I'm fixing to introduce him to each and every one of you. He is our host, and we just want to say good evening, Pastor, and how are you doing today?
Oh, doing well, Brother Brian. Thank you so much. I appreciate the introduction. Looking forward to our podcast today. It's a little different this week. We are going to introduce the panel as we move forward and as we changed up kind of the mode of how we do the podcast. Each week, the four of us will be together, and we will hopefully have another guest. But today, I thought it would be good that we all gather together and just get to know one another a little bit better for our listeners to know who we are, where we came from, and what we're all about.
Amen. And of course, joining us is also Pastor Jamie Chrisman. Good evening, Pastor. How are you?
Doing great. Good to be back.
Good to have you here. And of course, our newest member of the pastoral staff here is Pastor Joe Carpenter. Good evening, Pastor Joe. How are you?
Good evening. Absolutely fantastic. Glad to be here.
Good to have you here with us. And like Pastor Chad just said, the first part of this podcast tonight, we're going to be introducing ourselves to each and every one of you, so you'll get to know us better, and you'll be more familiar with us as we go into more podcasts. So, Pastor Joe, I'm going to start with you since you're the new kid on the block, and just give everyone a little short synopsis of who you are and how you came to into the ministry here.
Yeah, praise God, brother. I tell you what, I'm nothing but a sinner saved by grace.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just so undeserving to be here. And it's you would be surprised what God will do with those who are willing. I've been saved for about 5.5 years now. Came to Christ in 2017. And from there, it's been a ride. It's been a roller coaster. I tell you, I came to Christ, like I said, in 2017. It's been, 5.5 years now, and just the more I've made myself available to Christ, the more he's used me in ways that I never thought possible. And now sitting here and with other godly men doing this podcast and with the title of pastor, I've been called a lot of things, but pastor is never one of them.
Right. Well, Pastor Joe, again, it's just good to have you here. And I know God's going to use you in a powerful way in this ministry. So we're just excited to have you a part of this panel and a part of our church as well. But also we have our senior associate now. We can kind of describe him as our associate pastor, Jamie Chrisman. Pastor Jamie, tell everyone about you.
I too am just humbled and honored for what God has done in my life. Sinner, just the same as my brother here. I guess birds of a feather flock together. And I'm a sinner saved by grace and just amazed by what God has done, the opportunities he's allowed me to be a part of. And I continue am amazed to see exactly what he sees in me, that I could somehow be a part just like Pastor Joe said, of a group of godly men to be mentored under and to hopefully affect the kingdom in a powerful and positive way.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, good to have you a part of the podcast. And, of course, the originator of this podcast, of course, is Pastor Chad Nall. He is the senior pastor at Faith Baptist Church here in West End. But most of you may know him, but you may not know all about him. So, Pastor Chad, tell everyone about you.
Absolutely. You know what? I think that at the end of the day, I think if when I die, if they simply put on my tombstone, Christian, I'll be happy.
Mm. Amen.
Little Christ. You know, my goal as a Christian was to just serve God with everything in me. My story was a unique story. I did not come from a church background. I was not raised in church. You know, I came to Christ later in life and I was called into the ministry, and God has just elevated me from each level. And I'm just so thankful that that he chose me, right?
Amen.
And so it's been a privilege to be the pastor at Faith Baptist Church and been able to be alongside so many guys throughout the years that have blessed my life, and I've got to be a part of their life, and the group that we have right now, I couldn't be more thankful for. I feel like that God is really putting together a dream team, so to speak. And I think that God's got some great things for us here in the very near future. And I'm just excited about it. I think that, you know, as we grow together, I think God's going to use us that way.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I think I said it last night. I just want to be an opportunity that God can use. Mm. And so I think that ministry is hard. It's not easy. It's difficult. Any pastor that you ask will tell you the same story. Many guys make it look easy, but it's not.
Right.
And so, it, you know, I think that, the ultimate goal is that we serve God with everything that we have and we leave it all. We leave it all on the table, so to speak. And, you know, I think Paul's a great example of that. Mm-hmm. You know, Paul says, I have nothing left to give. That's what he told him in the book of Acts. I have no, listen, I've given it all and I've left nothing. I've held nothing back. And, that's really, that's the testimony I want to be able to have one day is to say, listen, I didn't hold it back. I gave it all. And if God will use me that way, then I want to be used that way. And I think that, the podcast here is a great opportunity for us to get to know other men of God and other ministries and other, other ways that God's going to use people in our community. I think that, you know, it was interesting because I've had this question only one time. Where did you come from? Where did the name Ministry Focus come from? And, it was an interesting question because that's really the focus, right, is ministry. But more so than anything, it is a take a step back and focus on the ministry that God has given whoever we talk to. Mm-hmm. I think that's the most important thing, that God is he is in the front of everything that we do. And so it's important that ministry is what we're called to do. And so I think that if we'll focus on that, I think that God will be honored and glorified. And the last thing I want ministry focus to be focused on is men. I do mm-hmm. want it to be focused on God. However, God has chosen men. And so mm-hmm. it's a wonderful opportunity for us to gather here. So just excited to be a part of this group.
Amen. And thank you for adding us onto this podcast for when you first started. Of course, it was just you and you had different guests on and you did a fantastic job. But I think this new panel situation that you've put together is going to be something that can lead us on into the next phase of this ministry.
Absolutely. I mean, the format really and truly is with the four of us is that there may be weeks where there's only two of us. There may be weeks where there's only three of us. You know, there may be weeks when I'm not here. And mm-hmm. That's the ultimate goal is that we can keep moving forward. I think that the most important thing with podcast and one thing that I've not been successful with is consistency. You know, I think that you need to be consistent with your content that is coming out every week. And so, you know, that's one thing that I'm excited about. I think that when you have more folks in this format, there's more accountability to do mm-hmm. so. And so, I'm looking forward to what God's got for us this year.
Amen. And of course, I'm the senior person in this group of four. I'm the elder, I guess would be the best way.
In other words, he's the old guy.
Yeah, I'm the old guy.
Yeah. Let me introduce you, Brother Brian. Brother Brian is our official title is Minister of Music. But he's so much more. He also handles, the business administration of Faith Baptist Church. And so, he does so much for the ministry. I think that, over the years, most folks don't really know what Brian does. They just see him on Sunday morning leading the choir, leading worship. He is so much more than that. And so, Brother Brian, just give us a little snippet kind of where you came from and how you got here.
Well, there's a song that's been out for a couple of months that kind of fits the bill for me. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who saved my soul.
That's Amen. Right. Yeah.
I've been in ministry now probably 22 years, the last time I counted it, within music ministry, but really didn't understand the nuts and bolts of ministry till I got under the tutelage of this man sitting beside me, Pastor Chad Nall. And I've been very fortunate. We've been through the valleys and we've been on the mountaintops. Mm-hmm. Ministry ain't pretty, but it's a blessing. And, every day that I get up, I just wonder why God uses me in the capacities that he does. But then I'm reminded into scriptures with men like Moses who stuttered and he was a murderer. King David, he was an adulterer. Paul, he was a persecutor of the Christians, but yet God used those men in the capacities that he did throughout scriptures. And that's the reason I feel like that he can use me, as frail as in flesh as I am. Whatever I can offer to him, it's his. And so I'm just very fortunate to be serving in these capacities that I do. And now being a part of this podcast, basically whatever Pastor Chad says here, wear this hat, I wear it. And that's what I do. So that's how we've worked. So that gives you a little bit of oversight, ladies and gentlemen, of who we are and a little bit of our backgrounds. But I want to move ahead now. And we want to talk about a topic that we talked about the last time that we all got together, and that's the Lee County Camp Meeting. Fellas, I don't know about you, but I was blessed by the Lee County Camp Meeting, all the brothers who came. And I just briefly, I'm going to go around. This time I'm going to start with you, Pastor Chad. Give me some of your takeaways from last week.
I think it was a move of God. Mm-hmm. You know, the one thing that Pastor Jason Dowdell wanted to accomplish was unity among churches and fellow Christians. And, you know, I think that was accomplished. I think it was a great week where we all came together. The worship was outstanding. The preaching was phenomenal. And one thing that I loved about last week was there was five different speakers, five different styles of speaking, preaching. And, man, let me tell you, I left blessed every night. And I think that, altar's full every night. And, you know, there's something about people of God coming together under the worship and under the preaching of the word, that does something for your soul. And so, I can say, honestly, I got revived. That's right. You know, that's the ultimate goal. I got kind of sprung back into life, so to speak. You know, the last few years have been difficult, with the pandemic, with the great resignation from church members leaving the church, so to speak. You know, just trying to keep ministry afloat, trying to keep the bills paid, trying to keep, you know, all those things going as a pastor has been difficult. And so be able to gather with other pastors, to be able to gather with other churches and just come together under one roof and just worship God. To me, it was so refreshing. And so, it was great. It was great. I'm looking forward to next year already.
Amen.
So that was my take. I think that, you know, God moved and God showed up and we got blessed.
Amen. Pastor Jamie, how about you? What are your takeaways of the week?
It was so spirit filled. I mean, it really was, just as Pastor Chad said, it was more than just fuel in the tank. One of the things that I really, identified with Pastor Jason with was that, not only with the spirit of unity, but the understanding and the burden that he had on his heart for revival. Mm-hmm. And, I think that is, missed, if you've not been a part of something like that. I think that I can remember going to, the camp meeting last year and seeing the differences. Now, I wasn't there every night that week, but seeing the differences, it was almost watching a bricklayer lay a foundation, continuing to lay a foundation and the one course, kind of, raising up and supporting the other. And I see and feel, and Pastor Jason, what he wants to accomplish. And I think that is, something that should be all of our focus, because the revival, that we're talking about is what spurs the growth outside the walls of the church. If we can't get revived, if we can't get reignited, then how are we going to be the light, outside of the walls of the church to bring people in?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And so seeing somebody and relating in that, resonating on the inside. And of course, just like Pastor Chad said, just night after night of God moving freely through these men, was just such an invigorating thing. And when it was all said and done, it was like, man, I don't want this to be over. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I couldn't help but think about our own church and our own flock. And I happened to think to myself, this is the momentum that we need to carry back. And I pray that everybody else had that same mentality.
Right.
I pray that everybody else took that away as well, so that we can affect, you know, in these pockets, if you will, these pockets of light in a dark world. That's the part that's exciting to me. And just like Pastor Chad said, I'm already praying, for how God is going to move. And I pray that he allows us, our church, and us collectively to be a part of that next year as well.
Amen. And one of the things that I was struck with is, you know, middle of the week, you always kind of look at the numbers and see how many people are really responding doing this. Each and every night, there was a good significant amount of people, mm-hmm. not only from Central Baptist, but also from our church and other churches as well that came and came to the service, even with the county fair starting up.
Right.
And you kind of figure when that happens, a lot of them is going to go. That wasn't the case.
No.
People were hungry.
Yeah. And well attended. They came. Well yeah. attended.
Yes, it really was. Pastor Joe, what are your takes?
Yeah, I don't want to sound like an echo chamber because everyone that's spoken has talked about how wonderful this revival was, this camp meeting, and it was. It was absolutely amazing. To be honest, I've never been in a service like that in my entire life. I've been in services where God has moved and I felt the Spirit and there were tears that fell on the altar that night, but not like this camp meeting. It mm-hmm. was different. And as Pastor Chad was talking about, the burden that Pastor Jason had for this resulted in the prayer of godly men coming together. We did multiple prayer meetings prior to this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it just shows that unless God's in it, it's not going to go anywhere.
That's right.
Nothing. It's just going to be work for the sake of work. And I think we need to remember that and take that and just go to the Lord in all things and be fervent and be deliberate in our prayer for every Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. Because God, you don't know when God's going to show up. And if you don't invite him, he's not going to. And what I saw is men down on their hands and their knees and on their face before the altar and praying to God that he would soften the hearts and make straight the way prior to revival and just anoint the man of God and the choir and everything that happened there. And brother, that's exactly what happened.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm glad you said that, Pastor Joe, because that was another take that I saw is, you know, normally as Christians, you wait for the time of invitation before you hit the altar. How I've seen in my years, how God is moving is if you hit the altar during worship or mm-hmm. if you hit the altar at any time prior to the invitation, mm-hmm. you just don't have to wait to that. If God begins to move and he begins to break your heart and begins to burden you and you want to go to that altar, that had the freedom to do that last week.
Absolutely. You know, one thing that really God pressed upon my heart was the young people.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That was a great number of young people there. And the work at the altar that was being done in the lives of these young people was very encouraging because they're the church of tomorrow, right?
Amen.
That's right. And if they have that personal relationship with God and they're comfortable going to an altar and doing business with God, that to me it really spoke volumes of kind of how God is working and moving, and he's, I think I heard, building foundation. And so that was something that hopefully year after year as we move forward we can build upon, mm-hmm. right? And so but yeah, great week.
Amen.
Brother Brian, what did you think about the worship this week? I know that's the life you're living. And so just out of, you know, you were really a part of that. You were really in the mix on that. So I'd love to hear your take on that.
Well, first of all, kudos to Brother Ben Hart and the work that he put into organizing the worship for the week, and also Matt Anderson, who's the music director at Temple Baptist Church up in Asheville.
Mount Airy.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I knew it was up north.
With Pastor Zane Fischel.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And thank you for that, Pastor mm-hmm. Chad. But those two guys came together and really did an outstanding job of getting things organized. I felt the worship was spot on. You know, when you have anointed singing, it just makes for the man of God who comes to deliver the message, it gives him the opportunity to reach softened hearts at that point. Mm. Because if you have good worship, you have solid worship, and God already begins to move and the Holy Spirit begins to move as it did during the worship during this week, it just makes their job easy to reach the hearts and to plant the seeds of the gospel to others who are there. So I felt like that the worship aspect was outstanding during the week. And I was just very fortunate to have a large contingent of our choir join the Central Baptist Choir most every night. I don't remember a night where I didn't count at least 10 of our choir that choir members that were able to come. They couldn't come every night of the week, but they made their effort to be there. And I'm just so happy to see that response. And hopefully next year we can make it grow and have an even bigger choir. But the worship aspect was spot on during the week. Softballing off of this. Let me ask you guys a question, and I'll direct it to, first I'm going to talk to you, Pastor Jamie. I hadn't called on you first yet, but, you know, we see something like the Lee County Revival. Back in 2016, we saw something like the Burlington Revival take place with Pastor C.T. Townsend. Going on right now, only an hour away in Albemarle, Dr. Ralph Sexton is in his third week of revival there. Based upon what you're seeing, do you believe that God can move in the same way in our area if he tarries?
The short answer is absolutely. He just needs available people to do it. He needs people ready to step out in faith. You read about the Burlington Revival and how God moved in such a mighty way. And the and Pastor Jason even sort of telegraphed the years that a revival was on his heart. Revival in the logistic sense, not just revival of the people. But just as Pastor Joe and Pastor Chad have mentioned, if God's not in it, then it's a meeting for all intents and purposes. We want a meeting of God. And I truly believe that that's something that can happen in our area. I truly believe that God has allowed us to be a part of what we've been a part of to show, Pastor Joe hit the nail on the head. He said he's not been a part of a service like that. I know Pastor Chad's been in ministry for a lot longer, and there have been times that he and I have been in ministry together, where we've been a part of things like that. And that momentum that we're talking about, I truly believe that that is God's design and God's intent. And so he's showing us, the faithful, the ones that are seeking him, exactly what he has in mind. Mm-hmm. And yes, I truly believe that we could be just as effective, if not more, if we continue to seek him, if we continue to humble ourselves before him and invite him to every service.
Amen.
And I believe that he's going to reward that faithfulness.
Amen. Pastor Joe, how about you?
Yeah, I believe it's important that we remember that God will do a lot with a little.
Mm. Amen.
But it's equally as important to remember that God will do a little with a lot. If he's not invited, if we can have all these programs and choirs and flyers and tracts and everything else, but God knows the heart. If we're not truly invested in the Great Commission, if we're not truly invested in Matthew 28 verses 19 and 20 and have a heart for the lost and a love for Christ, you can do everything that you want to do, but it's going to amount to nothing at the end. We just need to get one or two people to get on fire and to become contagious within the congregation and spread that throughout and God will move.
Amen.
I'm excited about it.
Amen. Pastor Jamie, you want to follow up?
I believe that God is teaching us in this moment. I believe that he's showing us what he can do with available hearts, with and being able to mobilize, if you will, in the same way that his disciples and followers have done throughout the years whenever they got before the Lord and he wanted to do something. He looked down upon those and he said, those are the ones I can use. Mm-hmm. And I believe that he is showing us that. I believe that he's demonstrating that. Now we just got to be obedient in that and follow exactly his urging and following his leading and step out in faith.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Chad?
I have a little different take than these two. I think that God can do anything God wants to do. I think here in our area, I think churches are too compartmentalized. I don't think that we work together. I don't think that we desire the same things when it comes to unity. And I say that openly and honestly because we've tried.
Right.
Well, I mean, we had to go all the way to another county mm-hmm. in order to partner with the church, because churches next door to us won't even come and partner with us. And so I think if God's going to do it, then we have to have a desire to want him to do it. And can it happen with one church? Absolutely. I hope it's our church.
Amen. Right?
I mean, that's the ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think for the unity of the churches, I think God can have a greater impact in much of the same way as he did in Lee County camp meeting. But I think until the competitiveness of our surrounding area is removed. And I think whenever we really make it about God, not about our own church, I think at that point in our area, we'll be able to do something in a great way for God, and God will be able to work. I just think that it's a sad thing. I mean, you know, let's just, in our surrounding area, there's so many churches without a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right. You know, it's hard, you know, and, you know, where there's no vision, people perish. Mm-hmm. And where there's no leadership, then people run astray. And so, you know, I think that it's a difficult situation, but it's got to start somewhere. Why not here?
Amen.
Amen.
Well, if you look at the foundation of each of these moves, there was one constant. If you look at the Burlington Revival, and if you read the book, it took a number of pastors, multiple churches coming together, praying consecutively and for a long period of time over a couple of years before God brought that move to Burlington. I just heard Dr. Sexton talk just the other night how multiple pastors in the Stanley County area have come together and prayed over this revival that's going on right now in Albemarle. So just to Pastor Chad's point, if we get now, it can start with just a few of us, of course. But if we get more pastors and more churches connected, get on our face, get before an almighty God, if we really want to see a move of God in our area, that has got to be the foundation of how it's going to happen.
I mean, you know, it's always started with prayer.
Amen.
And I believe if we cry out with a humble heart in the right posture, really seek God for revival, then I believe God will grant that for us. But you know, and I'm not trying to be negative Nancy here, guys. But at the end of the day, 25% of our church showed up for revival.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I mean, if I'm talking honestly, you know, and Brother Jason's church was saying, I mean, you know, we had a great numbers there because we had multiple churches together. But, you know, so what happens is that 25% comes back on Sunday. Boy, they're fired up. They're ready to go because we just had revival. And the other 75% is like, what's the big deal? And so, you know, in order for us to have a God-sent Holy Ghost revival, we need everybody involved.
Amen.
And I mean, everybody's got to be on their face. Everybody's got to be wanting the same thing. And so that's the important thing. And that's what's missing. Right. So, don't get me wrong. God can use a remnant and do some amazing things. He changed the world with 12 guys, right?
Amen.
You know, Chelsea, whenever she was little, she had this bedtime book. I'll never forget it. And it was about the 12 disciples, and it was, the title of the book was Jesus and the 12 Dudes Who Did. Right. And so, I mean, that, hey, we laugh about that, but really and truly, man, I mean, it could be Jesus and the five dudes who did. I mean, that's all it takes. I mean, you know, God can do whatever God wants to, but I think if God's people really want it, God's going to give it, you know, because, one thing that I have found is you cannot manufacture a move of God.
No,
yeah, listen, you can throw money at it. You can throw worship at it. You can throw preaching at it, but you cannot manufacture a move of God. That is of God and him alone. And I believe what activates that is prayer, and what initiates that is praise. And I believe God can show up and do some amazing things, but you know, we've got to want it. We've got to want it.
Amen. Gentlemen, any other comments about the aspect of revival here in our land? You know, I think God gave us the greatest blueprint for a move of God in his word in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land.
Amen.
How more simple can you get than that?
I mean, it's pretty direct.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. He gives the formula. We just got to follow it.
Right.
Amen. Well, I'm going to give these guys just a little short break. I want to take this time to tell everybody, if you don't have a home church, if you're listening to the podcast and you don't have a home church of your own, then we just want to invite everyone to Faith Baptist Church here in West End. Our location is 2180 Carthage Road here in West End. Our service times are from Sunday, on Sunday mornings, we have our prayer service at 9:30 a.m. We have Sunday school that begins at 10 a.m. and then our morning worship is at 11 a.m. On Sunday nights, yes, we do have Sunday night services at 7 p.m. And then on Wednesday nights as well, we have a 7 p.m. prayer service. And also, we have our faith kids and our youth. And right now, we're doing the broadcast from our youth modular. And God has really blessed us as far as this is concerned. I wish I had something like this when I was in youth. It is gorgeous. And so we just want to invite everyone to come on out. And if you don't have a home church, or if you don't have a particular service on a particular evening, we invite you to come and join us and be a part of what God's doing here at Faith Baptist Church. Again, we just want to jump from this, and we're going to go on to our next segment of the program this evening. We want to talk about a ministry opportunity. Pastor Chad had a vision night where he spoke to the church about what God has laid on his heart for the upcoming church year. And one of the more interesting aspects of what he presented was a ministry opportunity called Operation Reach More. And that is more spelled as the county, M-O-O-R-E. And Pastor Joe gave a little overview about it. So, Pastor Joe, I'm going to ask you, give us an overview of what this new ministry entails.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you were to take a church and put it in the back of a trailer and run it all over the county, this would be Operation Reach More. It's a fantastic opportunity. What we're going to do is we have this covered trailer. We're going to put tables in the back of it, chairs in the back of it, speakers in the back of it, and it's going to be a mobile ministry. We're going to go out, and if people don't want to come to church, brother, we'll bring the church to you. Praise God. We're in the last times. It's time to get serious. It's time to go out and to preach the word of Jesus Christ and seek and bring those that are lost to the saving grace of Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what this is. Operation Reach More is to hook up the trailer to the back of a truck and go out and preach the gospel truth.
Amen. And do you have a timetable of when this may begin?
So we're still working on getting some of the details finaled out with the trailer and the logistics with some of the equipment, but it'll be in the very near future.
Amen. Pastor Jamie, I know this is also near and dear to your heart. What are your thoughts about this new ministry opportunity that we've got?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I think it's really going to open up some doors to some areas that we wouldn't normally see on a Sunday morning. And that's exactly what the church is intended to look like, is just a very diverse group, diverse cross section. That's what heaven's going to look like. And that's what we should be striving for right now. There's people that will not hear the gospel unless it's preached from opportunities just like this.
Amen. Pastor Chad, Jesus didn't say sit ye. He didn't say stay ye. He said go ye.
That's right.
And this seems like a great opportunity to go and to present to God the gospel to another sector of our county.
Absolutely. You know, this has really been in the works for the last few years. COVID-19 kind of knocked the wind out of it, so to speak. And we had to we had to table it for a while. But it is on the front. It's on the front of our minds and our thought processes of how to reach more county. I think it's a great opportunity for us. You know, I love my church.
Amen.
I mean, I love my church. I love the folks in my church. I love them so much. But can I just say, I would love to look out and see people that don't look like me.
Mm-hmm. Mm, come on. Yeah.
I mean, just to be honest with you, right? The only way that we're going to look out and see a diverse group like we would in heaven is to go reach those folks and to invite them and to love them and just to let them know that Jesus is real and he loves them and he wants them. And, you know, there's a lot of areas in our county that go unnoticed because of the lower income, because of different demographics, so to speak. And we want to go reach and help and minister to those folks. They need the gospel, yes. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Sometimes they just need to be fed physically. Mm-hmm. You know, there's other times that, you know what? I would love to see us in the future be able to roll up in a neighborhood and do a one-day Saturday vacation Bible school in the middle of the summertime just for that area.
Amen.
You know, because you know what? Some of those folks don't have a way to come to church. They don't have a way to get here. And so, you know, I think Operation Reach More is so much bigger than even what we imagine right here today. And I'm just thankful that God's going to use it in a powerful way. I think, it's a mobile mission, really and truly, you know, I think a lot of times we feel like sharing the gospel is inviting them to church.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, that's not the gospel. Mm. That's great. We want them to come to church.
Sure,
absolutely. Absolutely. Why? Because we can build them up and send them out. But really and truly, our job is to take the gospel to them. That's the whole point of go. Therefore, mm-hmm. and make disciples of all nations, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Acts 1:8, I mean, that's the blueprint of what Jesus told, his disciples. Hey, listen, go, you know, he was telling them, hey, go right here in Judea, right? Go to Samaria, go to the other most parts of the earth. And so we're going to start right here at home. You know, we support several missionaries that are in faraway lands, and we will continue to do that because that's what we're supposed to do. But I feel like a mission field is right here in our own county.
Amen.
And I think that, you know, Pastor Joe has got a passion for not only the gospel, but for reaching people. And, man, he, you know, he's leading the charge on Operation Reach More. And I just can't wait to see what God does in the ministry, what God does in his and his family's life as well. I promise you, Pastor Jamie and I will be on the, we'll be involved, but we'll be on the sidelines rooting you on.
Amen.
And, you know, we'll be involved, but you know, I think that God's going to do some amazing things with that because at the end of the day, it's not about Faith Baptist Church.
Right.
It's not about Pastor Chad and all. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so if we can go and reach people where they're at, I think that that's a powerful thing. And I think that's being missed today by so many churches.
Mm.
I think we need to, we wait on them to come to us, but I think it's time for us to go to them.
Amen. You know, when I first heard of the concept of this ministry, the first thing that came to mind was having visited up in Mount Airy. And I know on Saturdays from where Brother James Easter's music store is there on Main Street, mm-hmm. there's a little corner where preachers would go out there on that street corner and they would preach. Didn't care who was there. Didn't, you know, they were praying that God would send an abundance there, but they just went out there and they just started preaching and other preachers would sit around. And when he got through, the next one would step up and go and go and go. And this seems like this is, with this ministry opportunity, it's going to be something similar to that, but on a bigger scale.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Right. And so preaching is absolutely a part of that. But outside of preaching, there's going to be worship opportunities. There's going to be, ministry opportunities as far as feeding and ministering in a way, that is also very powerful as well. And so I think that's the reason we called it operation, because that's exactly what it is. We need to do surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the surgery is to remove a hard heart and to replace it with a soft one.
Amen.
And the only way you can do that is with the gospel. And so, you know, our goal is to reach more,
right.
You know, not only more county, but more as in a number in volume, you know, folks are living their life every day, oblivious to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the signs of the times are happening. We're seeing it happen all around us, and we know that time is getting close. Time is getting near, and we don't want to go and tell people about Jesus so that we can scare them into heaven, right? We want to love them and let them know, hey, listen,
that's right.
There's a better way.
Amen.
Hey, before I was saved, I didn't know there was a better way. I loved the way I was living. right? I mean, you know, I felt good at times, but there was a void I was missing. And you know what? So many people in Moore County, 103,000 people live here, and 17% of Moore County are church people.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's a staggering number for us. Think about that. 17% of the 103,000 people in Moore County go to church. That's staggering.
Yeah. Yep.
And so that's something that we have some work to do. And so 83% of people we have to reach. And so it's got to start somewhere. Why not with us?
Amen. And Brother Joe, talking about the population growth that our county has experienced, a predominant amount of those are military personnel, which is right up your alleyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The long-term vision for Operation Reach More is this, the Moore County, specifically here in Weston, Aberdeen, Southern Pines, is becoming almost transient, where people aren't sticking around long enough to really set down roots. They're here today and gone tomorrow. And what I would like to see with the long-term vision of Operation Reach More is not to utilize the trailer once a month or once a quarter, but to essentially have church every week. So a barbecue, a choir, preaching, and do some street preaching. But more than that, have some street church there where people come by. They hear the gospel truth. Everything is laid out. The choir, the preaching, the chairs, the food. And we do this every Sunday or every Saturday, every single week at a different location. We have church.
Amen.
Out of this trailer. And I'm praying that God will move, and I'm praying that he will send the volunteers, and I'm praying that through this, many are led to the saving grace of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So that's what we're here to do.
And that's the ultimate goal, and to see more people saved, because time is growing near.
That's right.
And we got to be about our Father's business, and we need to go out and really touch our community. And which leads me to my final question for you, Pastor Jamie, is, you know, even though we have Operation Reach More, for since you have become associate pastor here, you have a once a month outreach that we do as a church, where we go out, we knock on doors. We do it the old-fashioned way. We go out and knock on the door. But also we've incorporated Bible tables that we get to set up on different Saturdays in different parts of the county. Give us a little bit of oversight on that for those who are not familiar with that operation.
Sure, absolutely. So this is kind of the precursor to Operation Reach More. It was getting out into the areas that we knew nobody was getting out to. And so that they could see that somebody still cares. Somebody is still giving out the Word of God. The Word of God is still sacred. And so the Bible tables came as a result of some prayer and some planning with Pastor Chad, and it has been very successful in the delivering of the word, and also opportunities to meet with people. We've seen salvations. We've been able to pray with people. God has blessed through donations, which blesses his people, his church. Mm-hmm. And so you continue to see that oversplash. You continue to see the things, sometimes that would go unnoticed, if you will. And so that's always, you know, you always want to be able to brag on what God does. So often we might miss opportunities to do that. So just praise God for what he's done through that. You mentioned the knocking on doors too. Absolutely. That's something that fits our region. Mm-hmm. We're rural. And so it takes people that are desirous to get in their own car, to go out there, to have a burden to say, I might be the only person who ever knocks on this person's door, and I care about where they're going to spend eternity. I want them to know the same Jesus that I know, and fall in love with the same Jesus that I've fallen in love with. And we've seen salvations through that. We've seen porch prayer. We've seen church people that have come to our church and other churches as well, and God continuing to grow the kingdom through that. And so you're exactly right in that we have set aside time in our church for that. That is an initiative. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is it should not be in the hearts of everybody that has a burden for the lost. It should not be an event. It should be an initiative. It should be something that if they have the opportunity, that we all, if we have the opportunity to have a couple of hours and what have you, say, you know what, it's that important. It doesn't have to be a specific day. And so Operation Reach More is going to dovetail into that nicely, because just as Pastor Joe said, it's about consistency. Pastor Chad talked about the 17% and something that kind of resonated with me. Those 17%, they count on their church. Mm-hmm. Think about the ones that all of a sudden the church is in a parking lot and they didn't expect that. Now they have something to count on. Now they have something that, where they feel maybe that they're welcome, that they would never have had at any other point. So I believe that Operation Reach More is all encompassing now, to the Bible table, to the going out and knocking on doors individually, I guess for lack of a better word, knocking on door routes that we've done to kind of expand from our area right here in West End. And that will be other parts of the operation, if you will.
Amen. Well, our time is growing short, but we're just excited for what God has opened up here, and we just are looking forward to how He's going to move in the coming days and weeks ahead. But our time here today is growing short, and I just want to thank you guys for the discussions for today, and thank you for being a part of this podcast. And we want to thank you, our listeners, for spending some of your time today on the Ministry Focus podcast with us today. We pray that you have been blessed and encouraged by today's broadcast. Join us next week for more Ministry Focus with Chad Nall. Until then, may the Lord bless you abundantly. So long for now.